Hey, it's the Bassman, Robert Bassman in Washington from Magic 102.1, talking to
Kathy Barton, Chief of Public Affairs for the Houston Department of Health and Human Services.
Kathy, I got to ask you a question. With so much going on with West Nile virus, we're hearing it on television, but, you know, it's kind of one of those passive things. But now it's getting close to home. A mosquito in one of the traps in Sugar Land tested positive for West Nile virus. Could you tell us what exactly is West Nile virus?
Well, West Nile is a virus that is transmitted to humans by the bite of an infected Culex mosquito. Culex mosquitoes breed in storm sewers, particularly storm sewers that may be very old or they may be clogged with a lot of organic debris. So the mosquitoes become infected because they bite an infected bird. And so the transmission cycle is between the bird to the mosquito to the human. Humans cannot transmit West Nile virus.
What are some of the symptoms you should look for?
Well, before you start looking for symptoms, you should try to avoid being bitten. The Culex mosquito is most active during from dusk to dawn. So during those hours, you want to make sure that you, if you are outside, that you wear long sleeve shirts and long pants if you can, and you use an insect repellent that contains the active ingredient DEET. During the day, if you are out and you're being bothered by mosquitoes, those are more likely pest mosquitoes. You want to protect yourself from their bites also, but they don't carry West Nile. Okay, so now let me go back to your symptoms. Most people who are bitten by an infected mosquito will have no symptoms or have symptoms insufficient to go to the doctor. A few people, though, will develop a severe illness that starts off feeling a lot like flu. It's body aches, headache, possibly altered mental status. And for those people, they need to go to their doctor.
How many cases have been found this season in the city of Houston?
55 cases in the city of Houston this season.
Kathy, thank you so much for your time and information, and we're definitely going to stay safe out there.